Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and the president of Taiwan, Tsai Ing-wen, have put China on the defensive with a historic, upbeat phone call to discuss Washington's role in possibly helping the diplomatically isolated island gain international status. Wang Li is China's foreign minister. Wang said it was just a small trick by Taiwan. He says it will not change the international bedrock of the One China policy. He said, I think it will not change the relationship between China and the U.S. Although Washington is a supporter of Taiwan, there has been no contact between leaders of the two countries since the U.S. formally broke off diplomatic relations in 1979 out of deference to China. A U.S. presidential commission is calling on the incoming administration to immediately take steps to enhance cybersecurity, both the private and public sectors. The commission's recommendations include the creation of two positions within the Trump administration, an assistant to the president for cybersecurity and an ambassador for cybersecurity who would work with officials in other countries to strengthen international security. Somali regional forces in Puntland have clashed with pro-Islamic State militants in the country's northeast, first-ever military confrontation between security forces and pro-Islamic State fighters. Fighting is about 50 kilometers west of Kandala, where regional troops face landmines. The governor of the region, who's leading the offensive, confirmed the fighting, saying the forces were attacked by IS fighters. This is VOA News. Syrian rebel commanders in war-ravaged Aleppo say they will not surrender the city's eastern sector to Russia-backed government forces despite a government offensive that threatens to drive out opposition fighters after a four-year occupation. The commander, Zakaria Malahifji, spoke with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, said Moscow is ready for talks with Washington.
This is long overdue. And I just met briefly with Staffan de Mistura and once again encouraged him not to continue dragging on the negotiations and not to wait for those who don't want to implement the Security Council resolutions, the resolutions which say Syrian inclusive, non-sectarian governance to be created by mutual consent of the government and the opposition. A new constitution would be worked out by this governance, and then 6 months after the new constitution has been adopted, election will take place.
The UN Syrian envoy, De Mistura, also spoke with reporters about the situation in Syria.
The bottom line, regardless of whether there is a military victory or a non-military victory in Syria, you still need a push for a political, inclusive, real solution, including the region. This is a proxy war. It needs to be a proxy peace, too.
Now, the remarks came after meetings Friday in Rome with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Further talks between the two diplomats set for later this week in Geneva. Thousands gathered in Seoul on Saturday to demand the resignation of South Korean President Park Geun-hye. The demonstration came hours after lawmakers formally launched an attempt to impeach Park. A scandal which has sparked massive street protest and plunged Park's approval rating to 4% has centered on allegations that Park let her friend of 40 years, Choi Soon-sil, manipulate government affairs and extort money from businesses. This protester was on the streets of Seoul on Saturday. He said the people had voted for Park, not Choi. He said Choi's influence on Park has collapsed the country. Choi, who has never had a government job, is the daughter of a late cult leader who served as Park's mentor. The ashes of the late Cuban leader Fidel Castro have arrived in the city of Santiago de Cuba, where Castro will be laid to rest later today, in the city where he started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.